There we are. Okay, Grace Aaron. Oops, sorry, wrong one. I'll read it backwards this time. So a yes is to put it on the agenda that we're talking about the bylaws timeline. So again, this would be a proposal to the PNB, and we'll discuss it if it goes on the agenda before it gets to the PNB. So, Serene Roberts, how do you vote?
Yes.
Alicia Patel Adams, how do you vote?
Yes.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Pat Logan? William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Jan Goodman? Can't hear you, Jan. Leslie Fox?
No.
Jim Brown?
Jan Goodman here. I'm sorry, I was on mute. Yes.
Jan?
Okay.
Jan, you voted yes. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Lynn Elias?
Yes.
Sharon Adams? Ken Aaron?
No.
Grace Aaron?
No.
I'll abstain. It's 7-3, so the motion passes. So that's the first item on the agenda. Should we approve the agenda? Are there any other items for the agenda?
Points of order.
Yes.
Before we voted on this item, we put Jan's first motion first. We voted on that to be on the agenda before this motion.
At that time, this motion hadn't been made. After Jan's item was put on the agenda, Serene moved that this one be put ahead of it, and we just voted to do that. So this is the first item we will discuss. Actually, there are two other items, which is electing a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem. Minutes before we get to that, but... of the action items, this would be the first, and then would be Jan's item, and then there would be the items that have been on the agenda since last year. So, okay. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
I just put a motion forward. I emailed it to everyone. And it's motion regarding WBAI non-representation on the PNB. You can read it, and I'd like it to be on the agenda.
Okay, just a moment.
Point of order, please.
Let me get the motion up before the point of order, and I can at least see what I'm talking about. So this is a motion regarding WBAI non-representation on PNB, whereas each of the five Pacifica stations is entitled to the representation on the Pacifica National Board, and participation in PNB decisions, and whereas the PNB has held multiple teleconference meetings in 2016, despite not recognizing any directors from BAI, therefore be it resolved that the KPFA local station board... This is a motion to the KPFA local station board.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Not to amend it. Therefore, be it resolved that the PNB take no votes and transact no business until directors elected by the WBAI delegates are seated. I'm sorry. I just like this wording that they put together up there. Just take out okay. The KPFA part.
So, Lona, you had a point of order?
Yes. Is it appropriate in a meeting that ends at 10:30 to introduce new agenda items at this juncture?
I introduced it earlier.
Grace, you don't need to.
Grace, you do not need to.
It's the point of order. I'm not asking you to speak.
The question was addressed to me, and the answer is yes, it is. The committee sets its own agenda, and we take whatever time is necessary to set it.
Tony for the stack.
Yeah, Tony.
Yes, I would urge this committee not to add this to the agenda tonight because, first of all of these motions are coming out. This committee has not had a chance to review or digest this information. These are obviously issues that the PNB are considering. and going through the facts. I don't see how possibly this committee could even deal with this issue. Even if you agree with either side with BAI, there are two factions, even if you agree with either side, how can you explore the facts that are involved in this issue tonight on the governance committee? Now, if this governance committee is to be respected, I would hope it would deliberate on issues and research issues before they come to decisions and even debate decisions. There's no way this could be possible. I think this motion is inappropriate to go on the agenda for tonight's meeting, not the fact that it's also pending before the PNB. So I think it's inappropriate for this committee.
Anybody else want to speak to this? Well,
Grace Perrin.
Any objection to going to a vote on it?
Serene, please.
Serene, you wanted to speak?
Yeah, I believe I heard Grace before I spoke.
Grace, did you want to speak?
Yes, I'd like to speak to it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. You didn't even get a chance to motivate it. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I have brought up this objection at a PNB meeting. There is far less time at PNB meetings to discuss issues of this type. And the PNB is continuing to violate bylaws by disenfranchising directors from an entire signal area, therefore making any of its decisions null and void, because can't have an illegally constituted PNB create a policy for the network. The PNB has to get itself together and give full representation to every signal area. If we can't discuss it here, and we can't discuss it because there's not enough time at the PNB meeting, and this has been researched, and we have sent information to all of the PNB directors, that's not true, Tony. There's been plenty of communication about this. And if we can't discuss it at the governance committee, where can we discuss it?
Anyone else want to speak to this? That is putting it on the agenda.
Serene. This is
Serene.
Okay, so, you know, WBAI is probably in the worst financial shape of any of the stations in the network, and its local station board has not met once this year because a full 50% of the board refuses to come to meetings. So I do think that there are several parts of the bylaws that we need to look at. I certainly don't want general matters being discussed without input from WBAI, and I certainly don't want WBAI being discussed or any decisions made about WBAI without our full opportunity to participate and present the various views that are held in our listening area. I also don't think that WBAI delegates or that some WBAI delegates have a right to have meetings to which they do not invite the full board and at which they seat someone who is not a delegate. Excuse me, let me finish.
You're speaking to the issue with BAI and not to the question of whether this should be on the agenda.
Excuse me, I am speaking to why it should not be on the agenda.
Okay, continue.
So there have been ample opportunities. The board was to have met on January 13th. We have, you know, a good number of people were there. We waited, and then a bunch of people showed up and decided, oh, well, we're not going to go into the meeting. There were some people who I think were genuinely confused because there are a lot of people who know nothing about bylaws, although they've been on the boards for, you know, years. But there were people who were not confused.
Yeah. What's your point of order, Ken?
The member is off topic. We're trying to decide whether or not to put this on the agenda, not to reveal the history of politics at WBAI at this point.
Serene, would you come to that point?
I'm sorry. I'm going to provide the background to support my statement because I'm saying that I don't think the issue needs to be on this agenda. And I'm sure there are going to be people who are going to scream, but you're from BAI. Why aren't you doing this? And isn't this a plan? And da, 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 da. So allow me to lay out the facts that caused me to take the position that I'm taking. How does someone else determine that I'm off topic when I'm discussing why BAI doesn't have its directors now?
It is really off topic. The question is...
Have the floor. Excuse me, George.
We don't have the floor anymore unless you want to speak to what's really in front of us, which is whether or not this should be on. And the history of BII and the struggles of BII is appropriate if we actually discuss it. But it's not appropriate to the question of whether or not we're going to actually discuss it.
Hello? You're not
that's my ruling on that.
Shouting like that. There's no ruling to be had.
There was a ruling to be had.
I was given, really, you didn't ask him what he wanted you to do this time, did you? Right.
Out of order.
It is out of order. Would you just summarize briefly why it is that shouldn't be on the agenda?
And allow me to finish. BAI would have had directors if, in fact, when we called the meeting for the LSB to meet on the 27th, which was 2 weeks from when we met, when we were to have met in our regular meeting, the elections results came out right before that. Some folks claimed they were confused. Others, I find that hard to believe, but whatever. We called a meeting for the 27th. What happened? The other side, the other crew, decided, and they polled each other. And we have a record of it.
Point of order.
Their majority would be.
This is really out of order.
Excuse me.
You are making the case.
Order. That's an odd hominem kind.
I'm ruling it out of order, Sabrina. I'd like you to cede the floor.
No, I would like to finish.
Well, I'm ruling it out of order. If you're going to continue on that line, it is really not appropriate talking about whether or not it's on the agenda.
And you weren't screaming over them and seizing the floor. And yes,
I don't know what you're talking about, Serene. I've asked you to stop.
Right.
I've asked you to cede the floor. Are you willing to do that?
No, I would like to finish my statement. Because we had an LSB.
I understand then. You are willing to take as much time as you need to explain your position on this, even though you've had a ruling that this is not germane. Is that correct?
You just said we can take the time we need to set the agenda. We are discussing a very sensitive issue with regard to my listening area and why there aren't directors on the PNB.
No, we're not. We're discussing the question of whether or not that question should be on the agenda.
That's all we're discussing.
Right. And I'm explaining why they're not there and why this is even an issue. Because on the 26th, when they had their bogus meeting and elected bogus directors, that's when the problem started.
All right.
And until the WBAI delegates responsibility to show up in a room.
Let me say that I have no way to stop Serene from speaking. She should see the floor, and I have no way to prevent what's going on right now until she speaks.
We wouldn't have this problem. So the direction should be to the WBAI delegates to get themselves in a room, hold election, send directors. No, this committee should not be undertaking this at this point.
Okay, let me say that that was a discussion of rights and wrongs, which is not what we're here to discuss at this moment.
Why are we listening to your opinion?
Is whether or not it should be on the agenda. And so, can we go to a vote on that?
Yeah, William for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, William.
Okay, everything Serene just said is true, and it leads right up to why it should not be on the agenda. And, George, you're the one that always says that we can't limit discussion in committees. And you let people go on and on and on, but Serene says something...
William, what's your point?
My point is that you're out of order. You're doing it to me now because you don't like what I'm saying.
No, you're attacking the chair. You're interpreting what I'm doing. You're telling me why I'm doing it, all of which is actually out of order. Do you want to speak to the question of whether or not this motion should be on the agenda?
It should not be on the agenda for all the reasons that Serene was talking about and you attempted to stop her from talking. Thank you.
Okay. Can we go to a vote on that? Is there anyone else want to speak to this? Okay. Hearing none, I'll start from the top this time. So a yes vote is that this would be on the agenda. You know, Grace, you didn't say where you wanted to put it. Where'd you want to put it?
Oh, it's germane to everything else. I'd like to have it as high up on the agenda as possible.
you'd like to put it in front of Serene's motion with regard to the bylaws timeline, or do you want to put it after that, or after the motion of about from Jan Goodman, or where else?
Before.
Before what?
Before Serene's motion.
Before Serene's motion. Okay. So we'll go to a vote on that. Grace?
Yes.
Yes. Ken?
Yes.
Ken Aaron? Ken, are you there? We can't hear you.
Ken says yes.
Okay. Sharon Adams, Lona Elias. Lona?
Sorry, my phone was muted now.
No. Jim Brown?
No.
William Campisi, Don Cook, Leslie Fox.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Of course, yes.
William Heerwagen.
No.
Tony Norman.
No.
Venetia Patel Adams. Venetia, are you there? I can't hear you.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
No. I'll abstain. The vote is 6-4. It's not on the agenda. Are there any other changes to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Can we approve the agenda as amended? Any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none. The first item is approval of the minutes. They're somewhat incomplete. I would suggest, in the interest of time, we only have a half an hour for this rest of this meeting, that we postpone consideration until next week. It's also the case that we had a policy that we wanted to have them seven days before we try to approve them, so people can get a chance to read them. Would anyone like to make a motion to that effect, that we postpone consideration of the minutes?
I'd like to amend.
Okay, good. Serene?
I would like to postpone discussion of the minutes. I would like to postpone pro tem chair and secretary, and ask last year's chair to simply continue. He's doing double duty tonight, and that he continue.
Okay.
And that takes us then right to the first motion, correct?
Okay. So is there any objection to that motion? Okay. Hearing none, I will continue chairing the meeting on a pro tem basis. And the next item on the item on the agenda is the proposed 2016 bylaw amendment timeline. Serene, would you motivate?
Sure, I can read, but I can motivate. Although I think I just did that during the whole agenda setting period.
I can read what you had as a preamble if you would like.
That'll be fine.
Okay. Proposed bylaws amendments may come from six or more directors or the majority of two stations delegates, or via a petition signed by 1% of the membership. Whatever the source, proposed amendments must be delivered in the designated format to the foundation secretary before the notice date. Bylaws are amended upon a vote of the majority of the full PNB, followed by the majority of all delegates at each of the three stations voting separately. Proposed amendments via member-initiated petition that are not approved by the PNB and or delegates can be approved by the majority vote of the membership, where the quorum is 10% for listener members and 25% for staff members, in a ballot that must be sent within 60 days of the last vote of delegates. The 2016 NES will have to be notified and kept abreast if any such petitions are presented. A membership vote by ballot is also required on certain matters specified. There's a link to it, of which the three groups... A membership vote by ballot is also required on certain matters... of which the three groups, directors, delegates, or member petitioners proposed the amendment. So depending upon who proposed it depends upon who has to approve it. here's a draft of the proposed bylaw amendment timeline. On Thursday the 3rd, which is 2 days from now, the PNB votes the notice date of Sunday, April 17th, 2016. By 1 month before that, the Secretary to provide timeline for posting on Pacifica.org. By Sunday, April 10th, the PNB Secretary to alert station manager and tech staff that time-sensitive material would be coming their way. On the 10th, materials to PNB Secretary in designated formats from directors, delegates, or petitioning members
You can skip the parenthetical stuff.
Okay, good.
I think it's
designated formats from directors. So on Sunday, April 10th, materials will be sent to the PNB Secretary in designated formats from directors, delegates, or petitioning members. On the notice date on April 17th, three times daily on-air announcements on all five stations. On June 1st, the PNB votes on the proposed amendments. On July 30th, the last possible delegates vote on the PNB-approved amendments. On September 28th or earlier, ballots containing proposed amendments must be mailed no later than 60 days before the last delegate vote. 60 days after the last delegate vote. So that would be presumably 9/28. And the rest is parenthetical and various other stuff. So that's the proposal in front of us. Is there any discussion on that?
Yes, there is. This is Leslie Fox. I'm a new member to the board, but I didn't receive anything in writing for this, and I'm a new member of the committee. And I think it's much too complex an issue for the governance committee to rule on whether it should be on Thursday's agenda.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this?
Yes, I think that this should be postponed to the next governance committee meeting. This is Grace Aaron. I move that it be postponed.
Are you moving that as a motion?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to get on the
motion to postpone this to when?
The next governance committee meeting.
Okay, which will be a month from now, typically. Okay. Is there any... I'm sure there'll be objections. Anyone want to speak to the question of postponing?
Tony.
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah, I think this is something we do need. All we're doing is setting a timeline to deal with bylaw amendments. So this is something we do on an annual basis. So that's all we're doing is setting dates for that. So it's nothing.
May I interfere and ask a question?
You can get on the stack again, but Tony gets to finish what he's saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's nothing that deep about it. Just setting timelines to review bylaw amendments and get the process started so that people can propose bylaws and we can get the process started. And these bylaw amendments would go before the PNB and each of the stations. That's all we're doing, setting timelines. So I would strongly suggest that we move on this. The quicker we make changes to the bylaws, the better a lot of this friction, I think, can end. So I think we need to move forward with the timeline. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this? Grace, did you want to speak? Actually, anyone else who hasn't spoken to it, would you like to speak to it?
This is Serene. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. So, as Tony mentioned, we're not actually considering any bylaws tonight. We're merely looking at dates, which are at predetermined intervals. You have to give notice, then you have to run... Well, the PNB has to vote on giving notice, and on that notice date, that begins a 45-day period of notifying the members.
Point of order. We're not discussing the content of it. We're discussing whether to put it on the agenda.
George?
No. Who's speaking?
Leslie Fox.
Yeah, Leslie, no, we already voted it. We approved the agenda. This is the content of it. So speak either for or against doing it, but it's on the agenda as our first item.
Well, then why are we going into the content?
It is on the agenda. We have approved it to be on the agenda. We've approved the agenda, and we're going through it now. And so we're discussing the merits of this proposal. So, Serene, continue.
Okay. Certain things have to happen at certain intervals. As I said, it's more than 3 months in terms of the entire process. If ballots are going out in, July, I think, then we need to be sure that this process considers the timeline of that process. And we can't wait to have a discussion in April to then send it to the PNB to then schedule a date to begin giving notice that is more than 3 months if we expect to get anything done this year. We cannot afford two mailings to the membership. It will need to be packaged into one if such amendments hit the floor. No one's asking anyone to commit to particular bylaw changes. We're merely discussing the date, planning. Advanced planning is what is required.
Okay, I heard Ken, I think.
Yes. I don't believe all the members in this committee that are voting are aware of the intent to railroad through bylaws changes to override the will of the electorate, the members and the LSB members and the listeners, to effect drastic changes in the assets and ownership of the station and the signals. This is just a setup. I don't believe you're aware of that. And, you know, it's being put under false colors that we just want to make things better. All the actions of this rogue board have been in the direction of gaining control without the will or consent
of
the electorate. And, okay, do your point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
Okay. You know, the adjectives about the board have been flying tonight. Can people just try to make their little points without all that? And can you call them to order when they don't, when they continue? I mean, it's good that the vocabulary is there, but really.
May I continue?
Yes, you may, Ken.
Okay. So I don't believe that the members of this committee and probably a good deal of the members of the PNB are aware of the intent on escalating, accelerating the approval of bylaws that will make the sitting rogue board omnipotent and able to pass bylaw changes without the will of the electorate.
What's your point of order, sir?
Therefore, I am against this motion.
I need to rule on my first.
I am against the motion of
speaking.
I'm ignoring the point of order because it was just an opinion.
I'm not addressing you.
I'm opposed to this motion.
Okay, so we got that. What's the point of order, Serene?
My point of order is that I made a point of order, and then without ruling, you give him back the floor to continue the nonsense. What's that about?
I didn't hear what your point of order. It sounded like a request to speak more civilly.
He's speaking directly to the intent, his word, of members of the board. That is inappropriate.
I think you're right.
Objection, point of order. I don't know what the rules are, but I would like to say something. If a certain member
point of
is
order,
going to call...
Who's speaking, and would you like to speak?
Leslie Fox, I would like to speak.
The floor is open, so I'm a little uncomfortable with this, Serene, because we also have to... let me finish, please. Leslie, you can wait for just a moment. I'm a little uncomfortable with Serene's with supporting that point of order. It certainly is true with respect to individuals that speaking to what their intentions are is out of order, according to Robert's rules. In terms of talking about the board, and you're basically giving up an interpretation of the politics of the board, I'm not so sure. But in any case, it's been said... And I think it would probably be a good thing if we didn't malign the intentions of even groups of people. Leslie, good, you have the floor.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I think Celine, I think her name is, Doreen, I think calling other people's motions and ideas and suggestions and concerns nonsense is really out of order. Board members should not do that. That is not the way Robert's rules would expect us to behave. And I will read them, or somebody can correct me on them or whatever. But that is ad hominem attacks. And I think I've heard more and more and more of these as the meeting goes on. Dismissing what other people say and object to by calling them, I don't know, nonsense or useless or a waste of time or whatever it is. Those aren't objections that the chair should rule positively on. Excuse me. I'm finished.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to the what's on the floor, which is the
postponement.
Proposing to the PNB that they approve the timeline as I outlined earlier and as
George
Green has circulated earlier.
Yes, this is Grace Aaron. I'd like to speak.
I'm okay. Sorry, can you hear me, George?
I can, yes.
May I speak?
Oh.
Aaron, I'd like to...
Sorry?
Grace has the floor.
I asked before Grace. And it is actually to...
I didn't hear you before. Grace, if you are with you, if Serene goes before you.
I believe that Serene just spoke. Did she not, or am I?
I think you've both spoken on this. Had you spoken on this yet, Grace?
Speak. Then I'll speak after her.
Okay. Go ahead, Serene.
I actually don't even want to speak to the issue. So you stated that we were dealing with the timeline, and we're not. We're dealing with Grace's attempt to postpone dealing with the timeline.
I'm sorry. You're correct. It's a motion to postpone. You're correct. Thank you. So for everybody else, what's on the floor is not the proposal itself. It's the question of whether or not we should postpone considering this proposal. So please speak to that.
Okay. Can I speak to this?
Yes, you can, yes.
Okay. I don't know if the directors are aware that the continuing breaches of the bylaws, there are at least three major breaches bylaws that have been perpetrated by the Pacifica National Board in the last year or so are not only violations of Pacifica's bylaws, but are also illegal per California Corporation Code. And I would request that Jan Goodman send the Governance Committee and the PNB that statute so that the directors here understand when they abrogate the bylaws of Pacifica, they are breaking the law. It's very important. I don't think that a board which has broken the law and refused to uphold the Pacifica bylaws should hurry a timeline for bylaws amendments.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to this?
Keep us posted.
Finish what you were saying.
Jan, can you send that statute around to everybody?
Well, she can if she wishes. And does anyone else want to speak to the question of postponement?
Yeah, Tony.
Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, just
let me is anyone else who hasn't spoken to this? I think you did, didn't you?
Yes, I think several other people did also.
Does anyone
Lona to the stack?
Lona, go ahead. You got the floor.
What I see happening here is, and this is my characterization, not an assassination, is that basically because there, let me start this over again. There are a number of new people on the board that don't have the benefit of history and of when an extraordinary actions were taken for the sake of maintaining and putting a Band-Aid on a wound, and the decisions to extend the terms of the people that came on the board in 2012 is one of those actions. We cannot have an election if we don't have the money. We've done elections in the past, failed to make quorum, and the cost of it was prohibitive. So in that type of environment, those extraordinary decisions were made. It was what we had to do at that time in order to go forward, and because we couldn't do what the bylaws demanded we do, which was held elections. We had elections and failed to meet quorum. Very expensive. And then to do it again. Okay, so when you're in the situation where you don't have the money to have the election, then how do you hold an election? That's the reality. And that was the reality that was facing the board at that time. And so based on that, it made extraordinary, and I think if there's not room in the bylaws for extraordinary circumstances that requires us to do something like that, then there ought to be. And so I am speaking to motivate that we not postpone, but move forward, and maybe one of the bylaws to be considered is that we get us out of this cycle where we must have elections, you know, twice within 3 years. That's absurd. Or I think that's what it is, something like that, the way that it's sort of, okay. I finished. Thank you. That's why I'm speaking against the motion to postpone.
Okay.
Can we discuss?
Anyone else who hasn't spoken on the question of whether to postpone?
I don't think, this is Leslie Fox, I don't think I've spoken. I was speaking to the manner of the conversation, but not to the motion. You have had, as I've seen, cancellation of elections. And I hear over and over again, there isn't the money for this. But we have to have the elections. We can't rescind any elections. We can't examine any elections. We can't in any way examine what has been done before we start adding or amending bylaws just so we can have an election. It took 2 years to have this election that occurred this year. And I just can't tolerate that this could not be legal according to California state nonprofit law. It can't. You can't just make up your mind that you have extraordinary circumstances. I think the Pacifica Network and this station are under very extraordinary circumstances right now. So I consider that a very specious argument. That's all.
This is Serene.
Tony, I was on the stack.
Okay, if we got Tony first, then Serene. Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken to this who would like to? Okay, go ahead, Tony.
Just first of all, to speak in terms of keep hearing, this is illegal under California. I can assure you all the actions that the board has taken this year and last year are consistent with California law and the bylaws. But I'm not going to – I'll gladly get into a discussion with anyone at some other date on that, but not at this particular time. But in terms of – I don't think these bylaw timetables should be postponed. Once again, part of the problem with the bylaws is they're inconsistent with each other, and they do not use legal language. They use very crude language subject to two or three different interpretations. That is one of the reasons why these people are speaking so passionately, because they have their interpretation of a bylaw that they think another group did something illegal because of their interpretation of a bylaw that's subject to three different interpretations. So the solution to that is propose your exact language to solve the problem. Send it to the members of the listeners of each station. Let the democratic process work. Clarify the language that you feel is not correct. That's all we're doing here, setting timetables to amend the bylaws. There is nothing nefarious about that. Nor is there anything nefarious in the board's intent to do that. This is the time to end the factionalism by clarifying the language that everybody disagree with. Thank you.
Serene.
Thanks. I just, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to point out that
the member who argued that the word nonsense was offensive just said that someone else's arguments were specious. But whatever. I just wanted to clarify because there seems to be some confusion. The 2013 board that that voted to postpone the election was the summaries, you know, Heather Gray, that board. I think there's some confusion. Legally, it is still the Pacifica National Board, but you're not talking about the same membership. Specifically, I voted no. So to cast me with having delayed the election that, you know, others voted to delay would be inaccurate, but I'm sure it's just a matter of ignorance, not ill will. But, you know, don't criticize nonsense and then turn around and say that someone else's arguments are specious. It seems a little inconsistent.
Lona, to the snack, please.
Okay, again, anyone else who hasn't spoken want to speak?
Jim Brown.
Oh, Jim, go ahead.
Well, it's obvious to me, and it should be obvious to most people, that there is confusion within the bylaws, and that there need to be a language restructuring of the bylaws so that we don't have this kind of. We spent all this time on this matter mainly because of the confused way in which the bylaws are structured now. So we have to not postpone, straighten this stuff out. We need to go ahead and get it done. We need to go ahead, and all we're talking about now is a schedule. Let's talk about the schedule, and then we can have some more definitive discussions about what we're going to do with the bylaws later. But we've got to have the schedule done. We have to do it now. So why not have it now?
Okay. Anyone else who hasn't spoken? Okay. Let's see. Lona, you wanted to stand. Go ahead.
Yeah, just as a point of personal privilege, I find it objectionable to refer to my argument as serious and specious as a word, because it was to infer that the intentions were not honorable, and anyway, you know what the word means. I find it offensive. And it, specifically regarding this, I was not on the PNB, did not take the vote, but was in committee. And in committee, strongly was against acting in a way that would further bankrupt this foundation. I know firsthand in terms of the shortcomings where money has been borrowed from this station to that station and phones going off and lights going off. And that's real. That's not something that's on a piece of paper. That's dealing with people's lives that have immediate effect in terms of the ability to continue to function. And in that type of vacuum, I was on the election committee and strongly was against going ahead with the elections, because also working with the finance committee, knew what the money was that the money was not there, and it seems to me that at some point, you know, we can't. What's more important is a principle, and I don't mean a principle, is procedure is what I mean. Is a procedure more important than what's just and what's fair and what's rational? And sometimes we have to make those type of decisions. Do we stick with procedure because it's procedure, or do we do what's necessary in order to live another day? And I'm finished.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to the question of postponing?
Crazy.
Any objection to going to a vote on the question of postponing? Okay. Hearing none, I'll do it from the bottom this time. Or at least the end of the list. So a yes vote is to postpone, a no vote is to not postpone, in which case the motion itself will be back on the floor. So, Serene Roberts?
No to postponement. May I ask you a point of information, George?
Sure.
We need to extend so we can actually deal with the motion, assuming that this fails. How can we do that? Because we're almost out of time.
We can extend. You make a motion to extend time. We can do that.
Can I do that right now?
No, no.
Great. I make a motion to adjourn.
I think that
we're in the middle of a vote, and I don't think you can make a motion to adjourn in the middle of a vote, although I must say I'm not sure.
I think that a motion to adjourn is always precedes any other activity and is not debatable.
George?
Yeah, Tony?
Mr. Chair?
This is Jim.
Let me just ask for opinions of the body as to... I just don't know whether that's the case or whether we need to finish this vote or not. Tony, what were you going to say? So I'd like your thinking on it from any of you, actually.
No,
Tony?
I don't know, then we have to postpone it. It's inappropriate to, in the middle of a vote, you have to take the vote. In fact, you have to finish the vote. And then after we had finished the vote, that would have been appropriate for Serene to have made a time to extend. But I don't think you can make a motion. You can't. Well, I know you can't make a motion during the vote. And we had already started the vote.
Can you
make a motion to table. I don't know if you can make your motion to adjourn or not, to tell you the truth.
You have to make a motion to table. I make a motion to table.
Well, my sense is the outcome will be no different. So who made the motion to table?
Oh, it was Leslie Fox.
Actually, motions to table, in this case, it's to prevent taking a vote. It's not because there's something else which is on the agenda which you want to get to, so you want to set this aside for a while when you come back. And Roberts is really specific about that, and particularly in a committee where – so I'm going to reverse what I just said. Particularly in committee, I don't think a motion to table is –
Well, then, are we going to complete?
I'm going to take a vote on the motion to table.
Are we going to complete
all right.
The agenda then?
What's that?
Okay.
Are we going to complete all of the items on the agenda?
I have a point of order.
Well, let me. There was a question there. Let me respond to that, and then let me get to the point of order. So the question was, are we going to complete the items on the agenda? Clearly not. A motion, after we finish this vote, a motion to extend time would be in order. It requires two-thirds in order to be approved. On the question of whether or not, I'm going to say a motion to table is in order. I think we've taken them here before. I'm just not really sure about it, but that's what I'm going to say. Who is making the point of order?
I don't remember. Just remind
me. Okay, so there's no point of order. So can we take a vote on the motion to table?
I have a point of order. Okay.
Yes.
This is Grace. Can you recognize
me? Hey, Grace, go ahead.
Okay. Tony is right. Per Robert's rules, a member may move to adjourn at any time except when a speaker has the floor or a vote is in progress.
Oh, good.
If the motion carries, the meeting is immediately adjourned.
Very good.
A motion to adjourn, which I made a few minutes ago, let me speak after this vote is taken. It's not debatable, usually not debatable, and it passes with a majority vote.
Excellent. Let me continue the vote then.
One other point.
Objection to continuing with the vote.
Okay, one other point. A motion to extend time after the agenda, the time set for the meeting is concluded, needs a two-thirds vote to pass.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. So, where was I? I was taking the vote on motion to postpone.
Could anybody remember where they were?
I'm going to continue with the vote on the motion to postpone. Serene, you vote no. You voted no. Venetia Patel Adams?
I vote no.
Tony Norman?
No.
Scott Logan? William Hirwagen?
Excuse me, Jan Goodman, are you going backwards? What are you doing?
William Hirwagen? I can't hear you, William. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
No,
I'm sorry.
I vote no on the motion to postpone.
To not postpone, okay. Leslie Fox?
No.
Don Cook, William Campisi, Jim Brown?
Oh.
Lona Elias? Lona, can't hear you. Sharon Adams, Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Lona Elias? Okay, I get 6-2 to not to postpone. Grace, you wanted to make a motion to adjourn?
Yes, I move that we adjourn.
I'm sorry, George, my request about a motion to accept was made before she spoke. So why did she get to it first?
Let me take that motion first. There's a motion. How much time did you want to extend for, Serene?
30 minutes.
30 minutes, okay.
You have to vote on whether or not to adjourn before you vote to extend.
Because she made that.
Okay. This is also not debatable. It requires two-thirds. I'll start from the top now. So the question is, do we want to extend time for 30 minutes? Grace Aaron?
No.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Sharon Adams? No. Alona Elias? Jim Brown?
Yes.
Leslie Fox?
No.
Van Goodman?
Yes.
That was a yes.
Yes.
William Heerwagen? Can't hear you, William. Pat Logan, Tony Norman?
This is the motion to extend time?
Yes.
Yes.
Tony Norman, Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes, to extend.
Yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Okay, it's 6-3. I'm going to abstain. The motion passes. So that's for another 30 minutes. So what's on the floor now is the motion with regard to sending to the PNB the proposed timeline for bylaws amendments. Anyone want to speak to that? No one wants to speak to that? Can we go to a vote on that?
Yes.
Can I still be heard? Someone say something. Hello?
Yes, you're still connected.
Okay, good. So I heard no one, so we're going to go to a vote on the proposed bylaw amendment timeline. Let's see, which direction did I go?
I'd like to speak to that motion. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I think that it's, even this meeting, this governance committee meeting, no directors from WBAI have been allowed except for Serene, and the way that was decided was completely and in my opinion, very strange and convoluted. And this meeting itself is not truly a democratic meeting. The PNB right now is not democratically constituted. To go forward
point of order
with the process of bylaws amendments, I'm speaking to the issue.
Speaking to the issue.
Going forward with a timeline before these larger issues are rectified.
George, I have a point of order. I'd like to be recognized for it.
Okay.
Hang on a second. What's your point of order, Serene?
This is dilatory. The member has returned to these same issues on virtually every subject that has come up tonight.
Okay.
I ask that you rule it dilatory.
Yeah, I'm not going to rule it dilatory. People are entitled to assert their points at different points in the conversation.
It's
all right, go ahead,
Grace.
Sure, can I get on stack?
Okay, so What I'm saying, and Jan, I think you were off the call for a while. I put the directors on this call and other directors on the PMB on notice that the bylaws abrogations, which we've detailed, are not only improper for directors who should be upholding the bylaws, but also illegal per California statute. Jan, can you please send that statute around to all the members of this committee and to the PMB?
Point of personal privilege.
Thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
I wanted to make it clear to these
conversation
that
going
they're
on.
Themselves at risk.
Please mute your phone if you're talking while someone else is on the floor.
I want to make it clear and emphasize the fact that these are illegal actions.
What's
so
that?
That people can understand that they're personally jeopardizing their own lives by taking actions that are illegal.
Sorry for coming.
It sounds like you. Would you mute your phone?
Me?
No, it sounds like Ken. I thought it was his voice. There's some male voice which is coming in over the top of you.
We should offer these things.
It still is. Would they? Okay, that sounds better. Get finish what you're saying, Grace.
Okay, I think if I were on the board and I unknowingly took an action that could put my own personal life in jeopardy, because it's illegal, even though I didn't realize, I would want to be informed. So I'm trying to make it very clear to the P&B directors, in particular, who have taken actions that abrogate the bylaws, that it's not just a simple refusal or negligent, small act of misinterpreting or violating the bylaws. It also could lead to more serious legal action because the actions of violating the bylaws are illegal per California Corporation Code, which hopefully Jan will send to everybody. I'm just doing this for your benefit so you understand the actions you're taking could be more severe and have personal repercussions.
Anyone else want to speak to the question?
Tony.
Yeah, Tony.
Can I get on the back also, please?
Was that Leslie? Was that Leslie?
And Doreen has asked for the stack.
Okay. Before Tony? Doreen, did you ask for the stack before Tony?
I have to get on stack. This is Venetia.
I'm sorry. Were you the one just asking, and did I mistake you for Serene?
I think she also asked.
Well, Serene, are you there, and did you ask for the stack before Tony? Okay. So we'll do... I heard Tony, and then... Was it Leslie Fox that I heard? Is that correct?
No. No.
Venetia, she hadn't spoken. I can let her go first.
Okay. So Tony, then Venetia.
Okay, once again, I simply want to say, once again, we're just discussing bylaw timelines, and this is the opportunity to get your bylaw provisions in that you feel would solve a lot of the problems that we're having here. Once again, I would also state that I don't think, in my opinion, there's no action that the board has taken last year or this year that's illegal, contrary to California law or the bylaws. Now, you may disagree with the interpretation. You may even disagree with the board's conclusion of fact, which you have every right to do that. But I just want to clarify that all of this illegalities and all these serious consequences and the sky is falling if we don't do this or that, I think that's just a little bit, exaggerating the situation here. We're talking about bylaw amendments. And I think it would be more democratic to set a timetable to vote on bylaw amendments, which will be voted on by every station And they can put in their provisions that they want to straighten this out, because I will be the first to say that we have some serious flaws in our bylaws. They even contradict each other. That's the reason why we need these amendments. Once again, I think this is driving a lot of the factionalism that we're having in the different stations as well as on the national board. Provide language that will clarify the things that you disagree with. And I think we need to move forward with the bylaw timetable. Thank you.
Nisha.
So I actually had a question for the writer of the motion, which was to explain the dates in the motion.
Okay. Serene, would you do that?
Yes, and I was not in a position to unmute when you were trying to talk to me earlier. I hadn't asserted that I was on the stack before Tony, so I don't understand why you kept on repeating that question. But anyway,
I didn't hear it. Would you like to be on after Venetia?
I'm going to respond to Venetia, and then I assume, yes, I would be on after her.
Okay.
That's the order. So may I answer her question?
Yes.